Message number 275. Spiritual jealousy is a terrible thing. Monday, December 12, 2011 at 19:00. My dearest daughter, spiritual jealousy is a terrible thing and afflicts many of my visionaries. It also afflicts those followers of mine who feel isolated and somewhat disappointed when I choose certain souls to help me save humanity. Instead, they must know that I love all of them equally. How it breaks my heart when chosen souls especially feel threatened by other chosen souls. Each soul I choose is given a different task and asked to follow various paths. The common denominator is always the same. I desire that all of my visionaries, seers, and prophets undertake a sacred mission to save souls. I use different souls humble of heart to achieve my aims. Satan will always try to turn the hearts of my chosen souls by taunting them. He knows how to touch a raw nerve in their souls by telling them that other chosen souls are more important than they are. After that, he creates a feeling of hurt in their hearts and jealousy. This means that instead of loving one another and keeping in a state of grace, they are tempted to look down on each other. In many cases, they immediately dismiss each other and allow the sin of pride to invade their souls. So many of my followers not only dislike my chosen visionaries and seers, they can treat them with contempt just the way in which I too was treated by the self-righteous Pharisees. During my time on earth, they probed and probed every word which came from my lips. Every cunning challenge was presented to trip me up so they could prove I was a liar. So too will my modern-day prophets and visionaries be treated. Satan torments those followers of mine by planting doubts in their minds about my messengers because he wants to discredit my holy word. That is his goal. Pray hard that each of you may be given the graces to respect my word through the pen of my precious seers. Visionaries, never fall into the trap of succumbing to spiritual jealousy. It is unbecoming and pierces my heart like a sword. Love one another. Show respect and honor for each other in my name. That is the most important lesson. If you find this difficult to do, then all other works for me will be pointless. Your teacher and savior, Jesus Christ.